Well, 62 games, 10 years, 4 clubs. Jacob Townsend's career had more twists and turns than most, it's fair to say. But he pulled the pin on Tuesday after a journey that did see him become a premiership player. And he's kindly given us some time this morning. Morning, Jacob. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Morning, boys. How are we?
We're going well here. How are you going now a couple of days into this new phase of your career? I mean, you had to fight for everything in your career. There was a chance of staying on at Gold Coast, but you chose to pull the pin. Was it just fatigue that got you in the end? What was the reasoning behind the decision?
It's a bit of everything, really. Just as you said, the last sort of 4 years I've been fighting for that spot in the list, and I thought it was a bit of time for me to move on and try and have a bit more certainty in my life and stuff for that. And so that's sort of what it came down to.
And you haven't wasted any time. I saw you signed for Southport Sharks, which are a big club up that way. And are you moving into carpentry? Is that what life after footy looks like?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, so I'm going to do my carpentry work. I was doing that when I was at Richmond for a bit, but the last sort of 2 years because of COVID and that, haven't had much of a chance to sort of do it. So I'm looking forward to that. That's another reason why as well, because I've sort of got that sort of phase already sort of planned out as well. So yeah, and then as you said, I'm going to play VFL footy for Southport Sharks as well. So really looking forward to that.
Oh, it's exciting. I'm interested in your mental state. I mean, it's such a long journey, multiple clubs. Every Thursday, you're probably waiting for the selection call from the coach. When and where are you playing? And then at the end of every season, you're waiting for that contract. I mean, did it take a toll mentally on you initially? And is it something you just learned to deal with?
Every Thursday was probably the call from the coach saying that I'm playing twos for the majority of the 10 years, but that's fine. As I said, I think for the last, for every year up until maybe this one, I was actually okay with it and sort of fine, just knowing that, like, it is what it is and I couldn't do much about it. But I think maybe as I got a little bit older and stuff, and after sort of 10 years, I sort of wanted a bit more certainty. But those sort of early years, everyone always asked me how I sort of cope with it and dealt with it. But I was like, I couldn't do anything about it, so I just had to wait and see whatever unfolded, and I was fortunate enough to sort of hang on there for the last sort of 4 years.
It's a funny one, because we saw you play some terrific footy, and at your best you looked capable at the level. Why didn't it probably play out in terms of the amount of football that you would have loved to have played in the AFL, do you think?
Yeah, probably comes down to obviously just that consistency in performance. Times where, I think is maybe as well, because I always thought I was sort of last one pick, first one out, so that sort of probably didn't help my cause as well in terms of sort of going out there and trying to fight for feeling like I was fighting for my spot every week in the AFL. And it probably only didn't really feel like that when I came in and played those sort of 5 games at the end of 2017, and maybe because I played the first 10 in 2018 as well after that, just because I sort of had the mindset in the reserve grade in 2017 that whatever happens, just go out there and just enjoy my footy and try and be the best player I can, and that sort of worked for me, because I sort of knew that I probably wasn't going to get picked in the AFL, and that was maybe my final year. But yeah, as I said, I managed to hang on for another, I think, 4 after that. So, probably just that. Just sort of my own mindset. And in the mindset of that, I was probably last one pick, first one out.
I wanted to ask you about that run that you had around 22, 23, and then the 3 finals that you played. You kicked 16 goals in 5 games, including 11 in the space of 2 weeks in round 22 and 23 in the lead-up to that premiership. I mean, was that just a footballer in his absolute sweet spot?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, definitely. As I said before, like, I wasn't expecting to come into that team at all for that whole year. So when I did, that's the most calm and most sort of relaxed I've ever felt. And probably shouldn't have been, because obviously we knew that we're going to go into a final series. That was just the most, I didn't even think about anything when I went out there and played. And yeah, fortunate enough to sort of play right and be able to hold my spot. And that also helped, obviously, having... Playing forward when you got a pretty good midfield and sort of back six that sort of just kept the ball coming in. And I think the way that we were playing in those times with that like fast movement, just keep surging the ball forward, that sort of played in my favour too, I think.
Hey, Jacob, I love the anecdote you gave to the AFL website this week. So you come in for round 22, 2017, your first game of that year, and Damien Hardwick says to you, "Righto, Towner, all you need to do is go out there and kick six and you'll stay in."
Yeah, that's not a word of a lie. That's exactly how it panned out. So in the pre-game speech, you just sort of, obviously, that was my first game of the year, and he goes, "Righto, Towner, you need to go out there and have six and you'll be sweet." And then, yeah, fortunate enough, I did kick six. And I think he might have said something the next week too when I played against St Kilda and kicked five, but he didn't say five, but he said something along those lines as well. So, yeah, so that was good.
Well, he was true to his word, wasn't he? So as Kane said, you go all the way through the grand final and you're forever a premiership player. As George has just mentioned off our text machine here, Jacob, absolutely love this bloke. I'm not a Tigers supporter, but I followed his journey very closely through that 2017 season. Brilliant player, and those Tiger mongrels will love him forever. I wanted to ask you about the grand final. How many times do Richmond supporters in particular stop and ask you about that tackle on Matt Crouch that's lived on through the years?
Yeah, that's probably, I think I said it in that article as well, that's probably the most recognised thing I've sort of done in my AFL career, and especially for Richmond fans. So, yeah, they always sort of say that's the best thing that they've sort of seen, the best thing from that grand final, sorry. And just in the last 48 hours, just the amount of support and text messages and everything on the social media from Richmond fans or anywhere has just been overwhelming, and I didn't really think it was going to be like that. But
that's nice.
So four clubs, as Sammy mentioned. Will you identify yourself though as a Richmond person? Like, is it too simple to do that? And but what affiliation will you have to the other clubs? I mean, is it a balancing act for you or not? Or are you just a Richmond man now?
No, yeah, I'll get off this a bit. I reckon I'm obviously going to be a player at four, and every team sort of had a bit of a different experience. But yeah, obviously with Tigers, I've got that premiership there, so that's obviously going to tie me there for a while, and just that sort of bond and stuff that we had there that's been well documented, but also at the Giants, and got a bond with your mate Chad too, your brother, because we obviously played the first game there as well. So again, with the Giants, it's sort of different because we're all under 18s and sort of taken away from home and sort of put in a place where we didn't know anyone outside of footy or inside footy really either. So that's another sort of bond there that we'll have, and I'm still good mates with, and I still chat with so many of those boys as well. And then at Essendon there in the COVID year, so you know, I said in the article as well, that's the most AFL games I've ever played in a year, but everyone thinks I didn't play at Essendon. That's a sort of a bit of a weird one there, and obviously here at the Suns I only played a handful of games, but I've also enjoyed my time up here as well.
So take me through the Suns, because we're all worried about them. Let's be completely honest. But what's it like on the ground?
It's
obviously they sort of remind me of the Giants. Sort of when I first come, they're all young and everyone's sort of come from interstate and whatnot. And obviously, I've only been there for this year, so I can't speak on anything that's happened prior. But I think just sort of the turnover and of the players and staff and whatnot. But I think in the last sort of couple of years, they've sort of held a bit more of a group together, and I reckon that's going to hold them in good stead. They've sort of got that good bunch of core players, and they're really going to buy into sort of what the coaches are saying, and now I think they've got in three or four assistants from other clubs who have seen experience and stuff like that. So I wouldn't say you have to be worried about them. I reckon they'll once they just play those more games together, and I think you've seen that when they do play as one and well, they can play a pretty exciting brand. So hopefully they can do that more this year.
Jacob, it's been so good to talk to you this morning. Obviously, you would have liked to have played more games, no doubt about that. But you'll always have the premiership. You'll always have 2017, some glorious moments. And the love for you off the text machine here is absolutely telling. So many Richmond supporters are texting in with fond memories of you and passing on their best wishes. So good luck on the tools, and we'll follow your progress in the VFL as well up there at the Sharks. Thanks for your time, mate.
No worries, boys. Cheers. Thank you.
Jacob Townsend there, four club player, 62 games, a decade in the system. One of the more colourful journeys there's been. Struggling with back pain, now's the time for Keyser. Open now in Werribee and Northcote.